What's the one thing you recall from that series, or is it hard to, as a coach, to pick out one thing?
Yeah, there'd be a bunch of pieces. The two that stick are the goals right after we tied both games in their building, and we were just 8 minutes before on the first one in game three. I felt that from the bench that things were starting to tilt, that we were coming and we were starting to go. And still looking back at over the next two, if we had held for a while after those, we might have been able to kind of turn the corner on the series. But they scored right away after, and it was a tough slog. It was very difficult to generate offense. And then there's the cracks that started to appear in our game in that series that we hadn't seen. And you call them bad breaks, but pucks that are going over our sticks or turnovers that we hadn't made, where some of our sharpness came off our game. Those were the things after.
Do you, Paul, are you able to recall things that specifically because of the only amount of 8 months have passed? Or do you do that for throughout your career, you can do that? Or is this just one hurt more than the other?
You know what? It's funny because, so when the first question I get after a game is, what did you think of that one? I don't have an answer for you, right? I almost need a specific question to kind of trigger. And then, and that would be true of vast majority of games that I've coached. If there's a specific question, it'll trigger something very specific about the game. General, no, I can't tell you much about it. But you're also grinding over that video quite a bit harder than you would in any regular season, because you're onto a different opponent. So when you get into a series and you're looking for small adjustments that you think you want to make, you capture it quite a bit better.
They were on that storybook run last year, and everybody thought, how's this going to last? I mean, expansion team, all these throwaways. Yet they come back this season, and certainly in the last 3 weeks have really shone. And they've got Pacioretty, and they've got Stasi that you guys had. I mean, this, what do you think of this club now?
Well, they struggled out of the gate because they were missing some really key people. They had some injuries, and Schmidt was a big, big hole for them. I mean, you'd play against the other team's best all night. Like, you take your number one guy out, it's going to change the way that you look a little bit, and now they look as powerful, if not more, than they did at any point last year. They're a year further into their program. They got it. You know, they still have that real veteran team. Like, they don't have a lot of kids in that lineup. So, and they're deep, right? They'll go four lines all night long. They're a really good team.
Various players have talked of late about how getting up for games in January, it's a challenge. One of the challenges of the job. Vegas and Nashville this week, how difficult or not should that challenge be?
Yeah, I think the games will bring in their own intensity. I want to cover off that first part of what they're saying. It is a challenge, right? A good one. You work really hard for it, but against the teams that aren't right now in the playoff picture, our record's spectacular. So we haven't taken anybody lightly, and we have found a way to drive it up. The challenges for us, though, for these next two games aren't that. It would be playing well against good teams when you're in the middle of a pretty good grinder, missing some guys. Not excuses. Those are the factors more than can you get up for a game in January with teams you've either have. The playoff games have had a different feel for us than that one. Into Nashville, getting beat 3-0, we took 8 straight minor penalties. We thought it would be a playoff game. Didn't get the memo till the third period, and that was true. You know, those mini games were a lot harder fought, and I think we're getting that tomorrow.
Apply that Nashville lesson, the memo, to this tomorrow.
You know what? I don't know where we're at right now, but when you sub out the game misconducts from that game or the 10-minute misconducts, we've been a really disciplined team this year. It's been a kind of a quiet story. We've shaved our minors right down. I felt that one was more. I think all those penalties were called were real penalties. They were all penalties there. Put them in a playoff game, one or two of them might have been. It was just the threshold of the game. I think it'll be more disciplined. That was early in the year. Everybody was all jacked up. It was Nashville, and we came out banging, hacking, and whacking, and apparently that's against the rules.
Tyler Myers said that one of the things that you guys have looked at recently, I think it was this morning, was forward defensive positioning. And I'm wondering, what's the main area of focus there? What situations, or is it your own zone? Is it up the ice? Where do they need to be better this week?
Well, you know what? It wasn't so much that, and it is the theme. Our high forward, the third forward in the offensive zone, is really important on a team that pinches their D or gets their D down the wall. Right, that makes sense. But there's also a tie in there. Where do you go from not having the puck to having the puck to not having the puck in the offensive zone? That happens to change of possessions in the offensive zone. Can we tie those two things together? That's what we're looking at right now.
Is the attitude to essentially, no matter what part of the ice the puck is in, to get it back as soon as it's gone?
Yeah, so our goal number one is to not let you make a direct pass. Let's, you know, get pressure on the puck. If you're going to move it up the walls or rim it or... Now, you watch the game tomorrow night, you're going to say, well, they're failing because the other team's making direct passes. It's in certain situations where we feel we can put pressure on the puck. That's where we're looking to do it.
And with personnel in and out, there's injuries, there's young defensemen, and things like this. People coming into the roster on D, when it comes to making that pinch, and you've got your high forward coming
yep.
back and things like that, does that present an extra challenge to your forwards who are making those reads?
No, I don't think, because with young D coming into your lineup, they're less likely to make the pinch, right? So it takes a bit of a certain amount of read and courage to get down the wall. You need to make sure you've got a high forward, you got to judge speed. There's a lot of things going on, so they just kind of don't, right? They're more likely to be more passive at the line than Dustin would be, all right? He's going before anybody else knows. So I wouldn't call that a challenge for young defensemen. Rush reads, plays that aren't quite 3-on-3s and they aren't quite 3-on-2s. That's a challenge for them. And then how much faster the game is played in the corners, the way guys come out of the corners, the cycle game, the power and speed of these guys is so much different than the American Hockey League. That's their challenge.
How would you get your team to shave the minors down?
It's a 2-year process. I mean, we started 2 years ago with bringing Paul Dvorsky in, and I think that helped us. It helped us develop that relationship and understand what they see. I think that helped. And I think while we aren't bragging about our defensive metrics this year, we were last year. We were very strong. We were on the right side of the puck, so we're a little better in our program. Not quite as much right now. Then that's a function of youth, it really is. We're on the right side of the puck a whole lot more, so we're not reaching in. And then in the last 2 years, we're not chasing games as much, so you don't need to strip the puck of that guy quite as fast. You're not playing the panicked game, so you're a little more patient with your stick, you're a little more aware of the fact that you got a 2-goal lead, you got to stay out of the penalty box, and we've put ourselves in different positions more often, better positions.
Play a very aggressive style. How difficult is it to? Because I mean, it used to
yeah.
be part of the compete package, right?
So
but how difficult
right.
is it to be a team that does what you do and be able to limit the penalty?
Yeah, there's a back and forth there, and there have been nights where I don't want to say this to you because it gets out there, and then they think that Paul Maurice is encouraging his team to take more penalties. Somebody knob's going to write a headline like that. Not you guys, because I know you don't do the headlines. We've already established that. But there is, like, there's a place that you can play a really nice, disciplined game, not take any penalties like we did the other night and not win, right? There's a certain amount of aggressiveness in this game. Every once in a while you cross the line. As long as it's not out of laziness or poor positioning, you have to kill some penalties and live with it.